Da, 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 da. Oh, a human. Hello, I don't see you guys out in the woods very often. What brings you all the way out here? Me? Oh, I'm a slime. Isn't that obvious? I thought being transparent was a clear sign. Get it? Clear? Like my body's clear? Huh? What are you doing with that sword? Hey! Don't just draw it out! You could really hurt someone with that! Huh? You wanna fight me? But why? I didn't do anything wrong. At least, recently. What? You wanna fight me? For experience and gold? Oh no, not that again. Those are just myths. You can't actually get stronger just by fighting monsters. Being a strong adventurer is about hard work and dedication, not going around chopping people up. And we don't even really drop gold when we die. I mean, I guess if I suck some up and you cut me open then— Hey! Don't actually try it. Listen, kiddo, I'm giving you one last chance. Trust me, you do not want to get into a real fight here, okay? Just put down the sword and— Oh, man. Look what you've done. You've chopped off my entire arm. I really like that arm. Alright. There we go. Good as new. Having to regrow an arm is really uncomfortable, you jerk. Seriously, stop swinging that thing around. You could hurt yourself. What's the big idea anyways? What? Me? An evil monster? Now that's just rude. I'll have you know, I'm a perfectly good monster. You're gonna put a stop to my schemes? What schemes? I've never even schemed a day in my life. Oh. Stealing the villagers' crops? That. I guess I might have had something to do with that. But it was only a little bit. And are you really gonna cut me up just for a few carrots? I just was really hungry. Okay. You know what? Are you gonna stop swinging that sword around or what? Okay. Good. Now, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. An adventurer should know better than to just hack off limbs without talking to someone first. What? Oh? This is your first quest? And you think that monsters are bloodthirsty demons that'll kill you as soon as they see you? Oh. Okay, I had no idea. I could tell that you were a noob, but I had no idea that this was your first time. Wow, you are completely new to this, huh? Well, come on, sit down. I'll tell you a bit. Come on. I won't bite. Although, I might suck you a little. Okay, now, there's a couple of things you need to know first. Not all monsters are bloodthirsty demons. Like, I don't even like blood at all. I'm thirsty for something else. But we'll get back to that later. Anyway, most monsters are just ordinary people, like me. The only difference between us and humans is anatomy. So don't you go assuming that every monster girl is your enemy, okay? Good. Now, the second thing you really, really need to know is that what happens when a human fights a monster? First, the Great Treaty forbids monsters and humans from killing each other. Killing a member of another race is punishable by death. Well, I mean, most murder is, so that's not really any different. Oh? Well, don't look so scared. You were never actually going to kill me. See, we slimes aren't really vulnerable to swords. Like you saw, you could chop off one of our limbs, and we just grow it back. And if you try to stab us, well, most of us will just absorb the weapon. So, what is our weakness then? Well, slimes are water types, so our weakness could be— Hey, this isn't a slime killing tutorial. I'm not going to reveal to you our weaknesses. Anyways, when a monster and human fight, it's not about killing. It's about submission. See, by law, the winner of the fight gets to become the master of the loser. That's why I warned you against fighting me. And since you didn't technically win, I'm your owner now. By law, I can do whatever I want to you. Hey, don't pick up that sword. I just told you. Oh, you stabbed me. I literally just told you what would happen. You're not the brightest thing, are you? Oh, now you've got your sword and your hand stuck in me. Just don't try to pull free. Just, hey, struggling will only make it worse. Ow, stop that. You're gonna, oof. There you went. You poked a hole all the way through me now. And your arm is stuck in me. Oh, fudge. Okay, first, I'll be confiscating this darn sword. Hey, don't give me that look. You obviously can't be trusted with it. And now I have to regrow this hole you poked in me. There we go. You know, I was gonna let you go with just a lecture, but you've really tired me out. Normally, I just live off of water I absorb from vegetables, but having to regrow an arm and a hole through my stomach has left me famished. I'm really hungry. Huh? No, you stupid. I'm not gonna eat you. I'm just gonna suck you. Yes, you heard me, cutie. I'm gonna make you come. I'm gonna make you squirt all your wonderful seed into me, and I'm gonna absorb every single drop. Mm-hmm. That was gonna be the third thing I was gonna tell you about adventuring. Most monster girls don't care about your life. We just want your cock. Monsters feed off of life energy. Some get it other ways, like how vampires suck blood, but most monsters absorb life energy straight from your semen. Mm-hmm. That's the penalty for losing to a monster girl. You don't lose your life. Instead, you get drained dry. And since the law makes the victor master over the loser, you'll become the sex slave of any monster you lose to. Kinda like how you lost to me. Oh, don't be scared, cutie. I'm not gonna keep you permanently. I'll just feed until I'm satisfied. So work hard and give me your thickest, creamiest cum, and I'll let you go. Okay? Oh, you look so stunned. Well, I guess I'll start by using these tentacles to take off your clothes. Oh, hey! Stop struggling! Come on, my tentacles don't feel that bad, do they? I've been told that they feel really nice. Hey! I said stop struggling! If you're gonna be a bad boy, then I'll have to pin you down. Well, don't say I didn't warn you. I'll just wrap my tentacles around your wrist and... gotcha! Aw, you look really cute when I'm on top of you. I told you not to struggle, cutie. You're only making it harder for yourself. There's only one way this is gonna end, so why not just enjoy yourself? What are you yelling about now? Oh, your clothes? Yeah, so my slime eats through them. That's what happens. And that's why I wanted to take them off first, before we got started. But you weren't really listening to me, were you? And now they're all gone. This is your fault, really. Oh, wow. You're already hard for me. Aww. Does my little novice hero have a masochistic streak in him? Alright then, I'll take what I want now. Just lay back and enjoy. Or struggle if that makes you happy. You're not gonna get free anytime soon. Yes. It feels really nice just to rub my body against you. It feels nice for you too, right? Just relax and let me give you a nice, cool slime massage. Oh, yes. Hey, you've got a pretty nice body. You may only be a novice now, but I bet you're gonna be a really strong, brave adventurer one day. Just as long as you don't get addicted to slime massages first. Oh, yes, you are so much more relaxed now. You're starting to enjoy yourself, aren't you? Oh, your face is so red. You're really, really cute, you know that, right? I think I'm ready now. in a minute, I'm gonna open up for you, okay? I'm gonna open up a hole down there for you to stick your cock in. There. Now I'm all ready for you. All you have to do is push your cock into my wet pussy. Go on, I know you want to. Your cock is just throbbing for me. Just imagine how good my slime will feel on it. So wet. And so squishy. Just imagine my slime swirling around your cock, pressing and massaging every inch of that thick, pulsing member. I promise. It's a feeling unlike any other. That's right. Just move closer to my pulsing, dripping wet pussy. Come on, cutie. Put it in. Oh, yes. That's so good. Slowly press it into me. Yes. Feel my slime yielding to you, molding perfectly to fit the shape of your cock. Oh, don't stop now, though. You're already halfway in. Just keep on pushing. Push into me. Oh, yes. You're finally all the way in me. Just relax for a moment. Feel my slime molding itself around you. Oh, did I just feel a twitch? You really do love my slime. I'm gonna start moving now. First, I'll swirl my slime around you for a bit. Oh, those moans are so cute. Moan for me. And I'll move my hips a bit more now. Oh, your cock feels so good inside me. Oh, it's twitching so much. Oh, your pre-cum is getting all mixed up with my slime. You've never been fucked by a monster girl before, have you? They're so much better than any human girl can give you. So just give it to me. Give me all your seed and don't hold back. I beat you, so until I'm satisfied, you're all mine. All mine. My own little toy to play with. To drain. To fuck. To suck. And you'll love it, cutie. You love being a slave to my slime. Those wonderful moans tell a different story. You don't need to pretend. Cause you're a good boy. And you need to enjoy yourself. Yes, just lose yourself in my slime. Give yourself to me. Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. Thrust into me like that. Yes, yes, yes. You are a very, very good boy. Oh, your moans are so fucking hot. Oh, I can feel that you're getting close. Oh, you're thrusting so deep into me now. Oh, you're gonna come right. Oh, you're gonna feel me with your seed. Do it for me, please. Oh, I need your delicious cum. Come for me, come for me, come for me, baby. Come for me, sweetie. You don't have to hold back. I told you. I own you now, so give me what I want. I want your cum. I want it all. Be a good boy and give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Empty all that delicious cum into me. Give me everything. Yes. Oh. Look at it all floating inside of me. All those thick, delicious rubs of cum mixing with my slime. Tastes so good. Oh, yeah, I could taste it. I could taste things when I absorb them. I could taste them with any part of my body. Anyways, don't worry about that. Just lay back. And let me give you a nice slimy cuddle for a bit, okay? Ah, you're so cute. So adorable. Are you getting sleepy? Me too. I guess I'll be your slimy pillow until you wake up. Night-night, my adventurer. But I'm still kinda hungry. You wouldn't mind if I take a little bit more while you sleep, would you? You could rest on my tentacles while I go down on you. You're still a little hard. Does my tongue feel as good as my pussy? I won't need the villagers' carrots anymore. When I have you for sustenance. Baby, can you comfort me again? I know you're asleep, but your body still reacts. My wet, soft mouth. Oh.